WTBR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Former President Trump has now left the federal courthouse in Miami, where he pleaded not guilty today to 37 federal charges over his handling of classified material. CBS's Scott McFarland is there.
The former president sat in navy blue suit, red tie, hunched over at the table, his hands folded at first, then his arms folded, expressionless, not saying a word. It was his defense attorney who stood and said he's not guilty to these charges.
CBS's Robert Legarry has more on conditions of Trump's release.
No limitations on his travel, international or domestic. He won't surrender his passport. And so the resolution that was created was the Justice Department will create a list at its discretion, submit it to Trump's attorney, and they will agree that those witnesses on that list will not communicate with the former president about the facts of the case. The other condition is that he cannot talk to Walton Outa, his co-defendant, about the facts of the case either because they're co-defendants.
Meantime, hundreds of people are rallying now in Miami in support of the former president, who is now headed to New Jersey for a fundraiser tonight. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is checking out the damage from I-95's collapse today in Philly.
It's a key artery for the movement of people and goods, and that's why it's so important to make sure that it's restored quickly. The only thing that's even more important than making sure it's restored quickly is making sure it's restored safely.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg slammed Russia today during a meeting with President Biden at the White House.
President Putin must not win this war because that will not only be a tragedy for Ukrainians, but also make the world more dangerous. It will send a message to authoritarian leaders all over the world, also in China, that when they use military force, they get what they want.
Russia did launch more missile and drone attacks overnight, killing 11 people in Ukraine. Celebrations were cut short by shootings last night in Denver after the Nuggets' historic championship win.
The shooting left 10 people wounded, including one of the suspected shooters, both of whom are in custody. Police say most of those shot were bystanders not involved in the drug deal.
I stand here incredibly disappointed that such a wonderful celebration was marred by gun violence when we should have been celebrating the Denver Nuggets.
Dr. Eric Campion is a trauma surgeon who treated several of the shooting victims. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A's fans plan to stage a reverse boycott today at Oakland Coliseum. They want to sell out the game and wear T-shirts that say sell on them. Fans want owner John Fisher to give up the team to someone who might keep it in Oakland. Right now, the plans to move to Vegas in the next couple years. Nevada's still working on a financing plan for a ballpark. This is CBS News.
Hiring is a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. Shots were fired after a robbery in a downtown Milwaukee parking garage last night. Police say two men were injured and they're expected to recover. An 18-year-old and two 17-year-olds were arrested with charges pending from the district attorney's office. A July jury trial has been rescheduled for the former Racine Horlick High School wrestling coach facing sex crime charges. A new lawyer for 62-year-old Benigno Velasquez was recently appointed, which means his trial for 27 criminal charges on sexual assault and possession of child sex abuse materials will be delayed again. Police say the volunteer coach tried to meet up with a teen through a phone app. One type of growler should be avoided. Brittany Merlot has local nature news.
Another bear sighting was reported near the state line over the weekend. The Lake County Sheriff's Office reports the bear was spotted in Antioch. A bear was also seen recently in Gurnee.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson & Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
attention Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Damn, I'm calling this one Trump Arraignment Tuesday. Welcome to it, fella.
Hey, thank you, Michael. Good to see you. Happy, happy belated birthday yesterday, man. Had a great show without you, but glad to see you here once again today on Trump Arraignment Tuesday. Evan, working the board, our fair audience, thank you for tuning in. It's going to be a big show. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, timely guest, going to join us at 5 o'clock to really get into the weeds.
Jim Santel, the host of Morning Cannolis, the fact that he's a former U.S. attorney, just a smaller part of his resume.
Yes.
And most importantly, friend of the Devils.
Friend of the Devils, right, man.
And Dom, you have pointed out to the fine folks that listen, we're both Geminis, man. Tomorrow is your birthday and Donald Trump's birthday.
Couldn't Jack Smith just have pushed this off one more day? I mean, what a gift.
His misery
to be an arraignment on his birthday. I mean, that would be so poetic.
You think he's got a little bit of sourpuss? You think some ketchup's flying in Mar-a-Lago? They're in Florida. This arraignment was what? Palm Beach County, right?
It's hot.
Federal court. He's very not guilty. He strongly objects. I'm not guilty of any charges ever.
We most certainly enter plea of not guilty. Most certainly you do. Doesn't make it so. Tough day for Trump. First time ever a former president charged with federal crimes. Welcome to the new world, everyone.
I'm strongly not guilty.
So not guilty.
You know, it's good to have a little belly laugh. Dom, I've got to bring some troubling news to your attention and that of our audience.
Okay.
We at Civic Media are now being, let's just say, targeted.
What?
By the Republican Party of the great state of Wisconsin. And how do I know this? They're fundraising off us.
Wow. Congratulations, everyone. We're getting fundraised off of them. I mean, I know, Crew, we've been doing this a long time. I don't know that we've ever been fundraised off of.
I suspect we have, but in a different sort of way. Dominic, here is what they're sending out. The Republican Party, great state of Wisconsin. Let's not forget this weekend, La Crosse, their big convention. And we had our check sent back from the Republican Party of Wisconsin convention.
What'd you do?
So somebody must have, let's just say, Googled us. you know, like got the check, said, okay, yeah, Civic Media, before we cash it, let's Google them. Oh, they've been busy. That Sage Weill character, he bought a lot of radio stations. Here's what it says. We have some bad news for
Wait, I don't mean to interrupt, but I think we need to start at the beginning of the email. There's a subject. When you get the email, there is a subject.
Oh, I don't have the benefit of the subject line.
Allow me just to, and then you can jump in. The subject from the Wisconsin Republicans, Democrat mega donors are buying radio stations. And then before they get into the part you're going to read, Crudy, here's what they also say. They are trying to steal, capitalized. They're trying to steal this election by silencing us. Okay, now you go.
Silencing who? Who are we silencing precisely?
That's what it says. That's what it says. I mean, it's an email from the Republicans, so it must be true.
And who's the mega donors plural? I know like one dude that bought a bunch of radio stations. And I'm proud to say, you know, I'm, you know, a little infinitesimal part of the partnership.
You and the 10 bucks I give to the Dems every month, you know, that makes me a mega donor.
Well, let's read from the Republican Party of Wisconsin. I didn't know we were trying to silence anybody. Well, yeah, they're Dominic occasionally.
Very important news we must share.
We have some bad news for you. One of the largest liberal mega donors in Wisconsin just bought up 18 radio stations across the state. That part's pretty much true.
Yeah, but when they put it like that, it makes it sound like so easy. You know, he just snapped his mega donor's fingers and boom, 18 radio stations.
This purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming. Well, if that were only true, that'd be great news. But anyways, this purchase will result in the silencing of Fox News programming, and it's being replaced with left-wing propaganda. That must be us.
I guess. Are they talking about like the news? You know, like the top of the hour news? That kind of, I'm just not clear what the hell they're talking about.
Here is the association. Here's the conspiracy, Dom. Let me lay it out for you here. And this is in italics, so you know it's kind of conspiratorial. Like, lean in a little. Let me tell you this part. This looks very reminiscent of when billionaire George Soros, it's always Soros, right? When billionaire George Soros bought up radio stations in multiple states last year to silence conservatives and buy Democratic wins.
Oh, no, Democrat. Democrat. Yes, please.
I forget how they always do it.
Be accurate here.
Now,
I just want to be clear. Is that how it works? So you go buy the station and then you get the votes. Is that what they're saying? The conservative radio is done here in the state of Wisconsin. They just go buy the station and they automatically buy the votes.
I'm less clear, but I think there is a bit of a track record, Dom.
I'm just spitballing here, man. I just want to be honest.
Now, Dom, it warns the reader. With Wisconsin as a top battleground state for 2024, Democrats are clearly following the Soros playbook to try and buy this election. We have to fight back and do every... Wait, fight back.
Fight back, Caps.
We have to fight back and do everything we can to ensure this doesn't happen. Please make a contribution. Help us fight back against the left's attempts to silence conservative voices to ensure Republicans win up and down the ballot in Wisconsin. And then they offer different contribution amounts, 25 up to contribute other, above other. 250. Now, when I get similar this sort of solicitation stuff from the Dems, they got me in the wrong tax bracket. They're asking me for up to thousands now. I'm like, you've mistaken my email with Sage's email.
Major Democrat donor, man.
Yeah, yes, exactly. I could not accurately be characterized as even a Dem donor, period. Not recently. Democrats will do whatever it takes to ensure they win Wisconsin and stop us from winning back the Senate and the White House. That includes buying, all caps, the media outright to flood the airwaves with deceptive ads and vicious attacks.
Like those ads from Dan Kelly when he was running for Wisconsin Supreme Court that were running on the Civic Media Network. Those
exactly those
ads?
Like
is that
ads.
What they're talking about? Yep, I mean, deceptive yep. ads? Vicious attacks?
But we won't let them silence us and steal this election.
Wait. I'm sorry. That seems a little contradictory. May I point out earlier in the email, now with Wisconsin as a top battleground state for 2024, Democrats are clearly following the Soros playbook to try and buy this election. Well, pardon me, Republicans. How can we both buy and steal the election? You can't do both. You're either buying it or you're stealing it. I mean, at least be consistent in your propaganda, Republicans. You know, come on, right? That's entirely contradictory. Did anybody proofread this thing?
We got a press release in response. You could proofread that quick before before we get to that. The radical left can use all their their million-dollar tricks to try and sway voters to their side, but it won't be enough to stop our army of grassroots conservatives from winning. So please make a contribution to help us fight back, all caps, against the left's attempts to silence conservative voices. Again, with the silencing, I'm so unclear how that actually, how does that?
I mean, didn't you turn off some like big band music or something? I mean, maybe conservatives like some of the oldies.
Let me get the end of the sentence out. All right. So please make a contribution. Help us fight back, all caps, against the left's attempts to silence conservative voices to ensure Republicans win up and down the ballot in Wisconsin. Thank you, Wisconsin Republicans. See what I did there? They're the Republicans. I'm so clever. So for sake of accuracy, Dom, I'm just not at all clear what the hell they're talking about. Yes, there has been acquisitions going on. I know I was part of them, right? You know, I kind of played I'd like to think, sort of an important role. I made a lot of the negotiations on behalf of Sage. And, you know, the money, the most important component, Sage brought all the money. But you are absolutely right, Dom. If I have killed anything in the state of Wisconsin, it is the oldies music format. It was my strong opinion that if someone was playing oldies on the airwaves, they were out of good ideas. And they needed to be replaced with something we would play. You know, like this leftist propaganda piece, according to their rightist propaganda piece. Well, bring it back. Civic Media's response. Now, I didn't write this.
Yeah, Civic Media has a great response. We'll bring that back. And of course, we have a response. We'll continue on with our analysis of the solicitation from Wisconsin GOP to all their donors to scare them into giving them more money, right? Just like Donald Trump, just like the megas, because the radical lefties are trying to buy and steal. They're buying and stealing everything. You know what? What are we talking about? And so this continual reference to this conspiracy. Like, this has been done before. But was an election stolen in the past? What are you referring to, Wisconsin GOP? Because you sound a lot like the megas out there. The election deniers. The insurrectionist bastards. That's what it sounds like to me.
They're big fans of oldies. They're a little hurt, you know, in certain posterior areas. I don't use the butthurt reference so much anymore.
Okay, good.
Come back, more devils.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows around 54, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 76. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55, mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55
this
degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
From the 420 break, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You're always invited to join us on the phones. We're not silencing anyone. You can call us anytime. It's toll free. Don't cost you nothing. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I spent yesterday, and I think the timing of this attack against Civic Media, conspicuous in my absence. They waited till my birthday. They waited till me and the wifey were off, you know, spending some time in our little wooded paradise, our love shack. and they level these attacks in my absence against Civic Media. Well, of course, they're not really attacking me, and they didn't actually mention Sage by name. But we didn't freaking silence anybody. If I could have, I would have. You know what I mean? I'll tell you. If I could actively go out in during the course of acquisitions, if I could have, let's say, purchased WIBA AM in Madison and relieved all the listeners of the stress of listening to, you know, Vicky McKenna in the afternoon, I think I'd be doing a public service in that regard.
Come on.
Instead, I have sadly killed the Spanish language sports stylings of two ESPN Deportes, one English language, ESPN, and several oldie stations all across the state of Wisconsin. I have decimated the oldies
Rudy,
format.
You went to college,
I confess,
to be a sports broadcaster. I mean, doesn't how can you murder those ESPN stations like that?
Buddy, we got more Civic Media sports contracts. I am so proud of the sports route here. Are you kidding me? I'm a total freaking homer. And also, I would point out, I was in attendance, and we had a hell of a good time. The Civic Media team, we were at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention. And, you know, I acted, played all coy like I wasn't going to the party. But, you know, you knew I was going to the party, man. I got a lot of friends at that party. One I'd like to single out, the damn near exuberant Milwaukee County executive, David Crawley. With the revenue sharing deal. Now, not counting all his chickens yet.
Right.
But he was feeling quite happy. I toasted him with a Casa Amigos.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, I knew you would appreciate that. And saw Malin Mitchell, saw lots and lots of friends. You know, I don't want to start counting off friends. But I did get a moment of a FaceTime with Tammy Baldwin and Mark Pocan. Man, he came over. Hey, guys, come look at the Civic Media map. He's like showing it off for me.
Nice.
I was so proud to have Mark Pocan, my congressman. Oh, Gwen Moore, saw Gwen. Oh, man, that was like bar time. I saw Gwen Moore. Like, Saturday night, I couldn't even get a drink anymore at a casino. That's how late it was on Saturday night. And I had a nice chat with Gwen Moore and her staff. But anyways, you know how I'd like to spend a little time with our favorite Dems. And I like so many of the Dems, Tom. And I had a great time at the convention. You know, the typical jackassery. This, you know, Democratic donkey jackassery, you get it. I took a photo with, do you know who was in the mascot of the
No, I saw him. I didn't know who was. I didn't know the point, no.
Our buddy, 5th CD chair, Justin Kessler.
Oh, nice.
I believe he ran the lieutenant governor's campaign, Sarah Rodriguez. She had the hospitality tent just down from us. And we wanted to go party in La Crosse for the Republican Party convention that starts this Friday, man. I mean, we'd have brought Sage's credit card. We'd have opened a little bar tab. And we'd have bought beers, much like we did at the Democratic Party convention, for anyone that would admit being friendly to us. I would still make that pledge. I'm still willing to come to that party. But they didn't even accept our check. In fact, they give it back. And now they're fundraising against Civic Media. We've silenced them. Here is Civic Media's response, at least in part. Pro-democracy. I like how they describe it. Small D democracy. Civic Media Radio Network denounces attacks from Republican Party of Wisconsin. If I did not mention, I was absent yesterday. I did not write this. Yesterday, Civic Media was made aware of a widely dispersed attack against our company in the form of a fundraising email from the Republican Party of Wisconsin, RPW. The email, pardon me, comes days after the RPW first invited Civic Media to apply to participate in this year's state Republican convention and then declined our application and returned our check to secure a vendor table. That's the offensive part. When someone won't cash your check, man, that bugs me. It's written here in the email. We are disappointed. I join the disappointment of the Civic Media email press release author. We are disappointed by this email, the RPW's refusal to allow us to exhibit at the state Republican Party convention this weekend in La Crosse. Our hope was and remains to attend both state party conventions to introduce ourselves to party members and elected officials so that we can engage in a conversation about issues across the state. We invite everyone to view our mission statement, vision, core values at civicmedia.us. In part, it reads, our mission is to inform, delight, and entertain listeners. Delight, I like the delight part. With honest and engaging programming that advances the understanding of local, regional, and state issues in the communities we serve. That's why they don't like us, Dom. They don't want to advance the truth over across the aisle. That's my fear. Now, here it's written. The First Amendment should be something we all cherish. Free speech is essential in maintaining a functioning democracy. And at its core, that is Civic Media's purpose, to provide an unfettered voice for truth in the quest to maintain and preserve democracy. Despite RPW's assertions, none of the 18 radio stations we acquired over the last year played out conservative talk radio or Fox News prior to our purchases. I wish they had. I would have killed it. Civic Media now owns and operates 12 news talk sports stations, all of which were previously either playing oldie sports or a variety of music format. To our knowledge, this is a small fraction of the number of stations in Wisconsin carrying conservative programming. Last count, it was 81. We got 12. Stop your whining and bitching and blaming RPW.
Come on. Oh, they're just trying to make some money, man. Can't you blame them? 844-967-2789. Come back with us. We'll tell you what Civic Media has done. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup starting at 6 AM. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report.
Are you ready? Food for everyone.
Former President Trump's making a pit stop at famous Cuban restaurant Versailles following his federal arraignment today in Miami. CBS's Stephen Portnoy tells us he pleaded not guilty to charges of mishandling classified documents.
He didn't speak at all and sat there rather sullen with a frown on his face, arms folded, hunched over a bit.
Prosecutors say they don't consider Trump a flight risk, but he has been asked not to talk to his co-defendant about this case. As for support, Trump's got a lot of it. CBS's Major Garrett shared results of a new CBS News poll.
75% of those likely Republican primary and caucus voters that we surveyed said it either made no difference or it improved their sense of feeling about former President Trump.
Trump heads to New Jersey next, where he is set to meet with campaign donors tonight ahead of his 2024 campaign. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Watts, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Here's what you need to know in Southeast Wisconsin. A shooting and subsequent car crash in Milwaukee last night resulted in the death of a 44-year-old man. The victim was shot, then drove off, crashing into a light pole. He was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made so far. The ongoing Bell City Square redevelopment in Racine is switching to a new phase. Four historic buildings on the former Horlick Malted Milk site are getting turned into commercial space. Previous work has restored other buildings into market-rate apartments. Character-building curriculum was on the agenda at a recent Burlington School District meeting.
How are we talking about decision-making, problem-solving, how we treat each other? How are we handling those topics?
Chris Wines is the head of pupil services for BSD and said the Purposeful People program approved is meant to help students with decision-making, time management, and interpersonal relationships. For Civic Media News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Watts has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Watts, GTWLawyers.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
My friends. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Trump Arraignment Tuesday edition. Looking forward to hosting James Santel. He is the host of Morning Cannolis right here on the Civic Media Network, and also a former U.S. attorney. The counselor joins us in the 5 o'clock happy hour. Dom, we've been telling this story. The Republican Party of Wisconsin claims that Civic Media, an organization that I'm a part of, and you're a part of, and Ebone, and a lot of other boys and girls, we're all out here doing our best to be fair and tell the truth, and of course, delight and entertain, and all those other things we say about ourselves. And the most important part of what we do is we try to be a town hall for you people each and every day. We try to give you platforms. You can call up. You can disagree with us. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to agree with you all the time, but we're fair to people. One quick thought. Dave from Mequon had something right the other day. I didn't quite have a full comprehension of the revenue sharing deal that had just broken. I think I corrected Dave, and I think he was right and I was wrong. See, I can be fair. You were right, Dave. I was wrong. Conservatives can be right and I can be wrong. Did you hear me say that? It's not usually the case, but it happens occasionally.
And if that ever so rare case does occur, well, you acknowledge it.
I try to. It was actually specifically, could the new proposed revenue sharing slash tax increase in Milwaukee County, I believe, could that go to fund the pension funds? In my understanding, I thought Robin Voss wasn't allowing that, but that was actually one of the earmarked purposes. So I was completely wrong.
Totally wrong. And I corrected you the very same day. So, but that's fine. But yes, yes. But it's okay. I mean, there's
well, the first time I've remembered to correct the record. I'm just pointing out. I would rather admit I got it wrong. And that's a rarity again, you know, no more than 37% of the time. But I'd rather be fair and tell you if we got it wrong and correct the record than just tell you what the blue team's take is. Let's take some callers and we'll finish.
Let's wrap up the rest of this. I won't get to the callers.
Right, then you do the
967-2789. Crudy, I will bring this to conclusion. Civic Media's response to the fundraiser letter, the inaccurate and contradictory fundraising letter sent out by the Republican Party of
and
Wisconsin.
Sent in Crudy's abstentia because I was out celebrating my birthday with the missus.
How dare they?
How dare they?
Here is the last few paragraphs. I won't get to your calls, 844-96-PARTY. What Civic Media has done is add another voice to the public town square. Civic Media is pro-democracy, not pro-Democratic Party, and we welcome voices from across the political spectrum. While some of our shows and hosts come from a more traditional liberal background, others don't. Todd Alba, host of the Todd Alba Show, is a 30-year former Wisconsin Republican operative who served as chief of staff to a GOP Senate Majority Leader. And Joe Clayfish, host of Raised in Wisco, is a former Republican Wisconsin State Representative. News director Terry Bell has a longstanding reputation among fellow journalists and elected officials for having the highest journalistic integrity and fact-based reporting. And Civic Media is proud to be on the radio of the radio home of distinctly nonpartisan and nonpolitical Wisconsin favorites like the Cripescast podcast with beloved Wisconsinite Charlie Behrens and other Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Packers legend Gilbert Brown. We are enormously proud of our entire staff. They represent the eclectic voices we've assembled to present diverse views while carrying out our mission to tell the truth, support democracy, and do it with integrity. They've followed that, and we reject misinformed and dishonest fundraising tactics that suggest otherwise. If the availability of competing perspectives or our presence at the state convention is viewed as a threat, then that says more about the Republican Party of Wisconsin than about us. We would think the Republican Party of Wisconsin, with its long history of being the birthplace of the GOP, would welcome the opportunity to engage voters and discuss its platform. We at Civic Media welcome that discussion. And we encourage the RPW to reconsider their position.
They're not going to reconsider their position. They're fundraising office now. 844-967-2789. Our power comes from you, the fair audience. Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah. Hey, I know what they got for you, and that's free advertising. I mean, seriously, they're not... This is funny. It's like, oh, this new station. So all these like right-wing conservatives who haven't heard of it before are going to go and look, and then they have family and friends out here. They're going to talk about it. And they're going to be like, hey, wait, maybe I want to listen to this station. It's a little bit better. I get better information. So, you know, and, you know, just the whole convention thing. I mean, what a bunch of spineless little babies. I mean, come on, GOP. You can't take a little bit of ridicule and criticism because – or maybe that's what they're afraid of, is ridicule and criticism, because that's what they're getting.
We would be very...
Because that's what they deserve.
You, Jake, if you've ever partied with the Devil's Advocates, you know you're in for a good time, man. That's our alma mater. We would be on 3rd Street. We'd be partying on Buzzard Billy's. I mean, I got all kinds of fun plans for my Republican friends. And I would show them a good time. And I would talk a little trash, because that's what I do. But, you know, I wouldn't invite them on the air to try to hold them accountable to their platform? They don't have a platform. They're the party of Trump. Appreciate your call, Jake.
As evidenced by this ridiculous fundraising email, where Civic Media is at the same time trying to steal the election and buy the election.
I said to Sage earlier today, if you know the George Soros funding people, I would really like to meet those people.
Me too.
And I would buy all the right-wing talk radio stations and turn them off if I could. Great Lakes, Ellie, welcome to the party. Ellie?
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the party.
Yeah, you can hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, you're on the air. What do you got for us today?
Well, I want to express my opinion. I have been very concerned ever since the GOP decided to have the convention in Milwaukee next year, and then the Democrats announced they were going to have theirs in Chicago. I don't think Wisconsin's a good place for a GOP convention, and they may change the venue. That's what I think.
Well, they don't have any other willing venue to accept them. Go? I mean, Nashville made a bid, and then their own city council sort of rejected the Republican party. So Milwaukee had already laid the groundwork with the DNC that never quite made it here. So I think Republicans thought it was a great way to troll the Democrats, which is part of their major objective, as near as I can tell. And
as
above
the
and
Trump
beyond
party,
that,
certainly that's part of the platform.
Well, Wisconsin is an important state. You know, you can't win the White House without winning Wisconsin, in my opinion, electorally, mathematically. So I understand why they would come to Wisconsin. I'm less clear why the Democrats are going to Chicago. I mean, I'm looking forward to the party, sir, but I'm less clear why we're going there.
Hey, why do you think, and I agree with you, I'm not a fan of the GOP, at least this GOP coming, the megas coming to Milwaukee, bringing all the, you know, white Christian nationalists and Nazis and whatnot. But why are you concerned about them coming here?
Well, I'm concerned because of what I hear coming out of the legislature and the relationship with the governor and even with the Supreme Court race that we recently had. The intellectual rigor of Wisconsin is not the caliber to embrace these issues. It's all about emotion and who you know and who you like and that kind of stuff. It's all about personality. And when it comes to intellectual understanding and capacity to communicate and relate, Wisconsin is not ripe for that. People here are not very intelligent.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Come on. They're maybe misinformed or underinformed. How are you finding Civic Media? How are you listening to us today, if I may ask?
Oh, well, I got you on the radio, but I also watch Spectrum One News, which is statewide. I watch, I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. I do go to the JS Online, you know, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel website occasionally, because I want to be informed of Wisconsin news. And how they treated Aaron Rodgers just tells me enough about how Wisconsinites feel about personalities. And
getting rid of Aaron Rodgers is the best thing we did all year. No, I tease. The guy's a multiple-time MVP and a future Hall of Fame quarterback. What I would say in regards to the people of the great state of Wisconsin, we are becoming a news desert. That once vaunted Journal Sentinel only has 53,000 subscribers. And the good journalism they are doing, we got friends that work there. Jesse Apoyans, the newest hire, our understanding, over at the political side at the Journal Sentinel. But so much of the good reporting happens behind a paywall. And if you aren't inquisitive enough that you're willing to invest in your news, well, then it gets very difficult because right-wing talk radio is all over the state. There's 81 right-wing talk radio stations, and this was a sociological study they did at UW back in 2016. They're cranking out 235 hours per week of talk. Now, I really appreciate that Sage Weil heard me screaming into the wind, which I've been doing for over a decade, saying, you got to have a competitive media messaging platform. And I think that simply telling the truth is a good start. It's a good start. I'll have a battle of facts with anyone. It's like a wrap off, bro. I'll back battle you. If you've got sources and there's a better way of getting something done, I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to change. Change my mind. 844-967-2789. But,
man, you've never seen a mile south of 8, Crudy. What are you talking about? Let me just throw one more thing, Al, to your point. Personality and intellectualism, right? Well, that's why they're scared of the devil's advocates, man. We got both, baby. We bring in the double heat.
Final thought, and then we'll get to more callers. 844-967-2789. Radio is a free delivery mechanism to the audience. You don't have to pay to turn on the radio. Almost every car in America has got a radio, right? Except you Tesla drivers, and you can afford your Journal Sentinel subscriptions. But a lot of Wisconsinites don't have the broadband internet. They don't have the same access to a local paper. And if the only local media outlet, because if you live in the Minneapolis outmarkets, if you're in Amory or Hayward, all you hear about is news from Minneapolis. Where do you get your Wisconsin news from? Maybe right-wing talk radio is the only source of information from your community. Well, guess what? Now in 12 different Wisconsin communities, Civic Media has offered an alternative. And I think that telling the truth is a damn good start. And listen to the Devil's Advocates radio show will get you into heaven. 844-967. Here on Earth or, you know, the one above, you know, your call. 844-967-2789. Dean on the road. Dean, where are you at today?
Hey, Dean.
Hi, guys. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm tomorrow. I'm by Lady Smith heading home.
Are you listening on the app, or which of the fine Civic Media stations are you listening to for freezies?
I'm on the app today. And it was a little quiet. I'm having a hard time hearing you. That's kind of why I called in. I had to wish you guys a happy birthday.
Well, thanks.
And Crute.
Yes.
And Crute.
Yes.
You are pretty lucky, I think. You sent money to the GOP and they sent it back. You know how they like to grab money. I would have thought they'd have kept it and said thanks for the donation.
Right. You know what's worse, Dean? There's only one other organization that ever sent my money back, and that was Heartless Radio. When Dom and I had a show right up until Election Day, when they turned us off and flipped on the Christmas music.
Oh, I listened to you guys then, and I have not turned that station on since they kicked you off.
I get a little PTSD, too. Someone appreciate you listening to us on the Civic Media app.
Appreciate it, man.
The shiny new Civic Media app. Even if you have the Civic Media app, do yourself a favor. The newest version, this is our version. We've updated. This is a self-built, Sage Weil engineered, or at least he directed the project, Civic Media app. So go to the App Store, update your app. You're going to like us even better. Greatest app in Wisconsin. That's what's got the Republicans scared. Free delivery of the news and the truth. And stick around, because Terry Bell, our news director, 5 o'clock, we got a comprehensive coverage. And this show ain't done yet. We got Jim Santel coming up at 5, and more of your calls next.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered rain showers likely. Lowest level off around 54. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Mainly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
this summer, 5:40 a.m. WAUK has a new lineup. At 12:15, Wisconsin Roundtable. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show on 5:40 a.m. WAUK.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Joining us on the lines at 844-967-2789. And then stick around 5 o'clock. James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Morning Cannolis, right here on the Civic Media Network on Saturdays 9 to 11. He's going to join us. We're going to go over the Trump arraignment Tuesday. You're going to hear all we have to say about that.
And there are some people texting in on the new Civic Media app. If you didn't hear, you got to update the app. It is much, much better. But here are a couple of the text suggestions, Dom, or at least a couple of the people we can respond to. We got a text from Watertown listening on WRCE. That's our fine radio from the center, Richland Center station. Do texts get read in this app? They do now. We just built it out. They do now. But beyond that, we were talking about the fact we took a bunch of oldies stations off the air, and someone said, can we start a new oldies network on WIBA AM, WISN, WTAQ, and WSAU, I believe they said. Those are the most prominent talk stations for conservative right-wing delivery of talk in the state of Wisconsin. And you're leaving a couple out. You're leaving out Eau Claire. You're leaving out La Crosse. They have their dedicated conservative talk stations.
Well, it's already oldies radio. It's just not music.
Different sort of oldies. But yes, we're getting the apps, the texts from the app now, the shiny new Civic Media app. Please update. That's what the real patriots would do. Andy from Beaver Dam, you're a patriot. Welcome back, fella. How you doing?
Hey, Andy.
Not too bad. Well, I've got three things quick. First of all, the Wisconsin Republican Party. I wouldn't feel bad if they sent your money back, but let's hope for the break in gerrymandering, the legalization of marijuana. Someday that'll happen, hopefully before we die. And another question I had, which you can answer at the very end, you know, the Republicans, out of their generosity, are going to allow the Milwaukee to tax their constituents another 2%. Well, why not give Milwaukee part of that $7 billion to out of the coffers, which is overflowing, to really help? I mean, there's a lot of constituents or voters down there that should get that. And maybe I don't fully understand the situation. Thirdly, I want to wish both you guys a happy birthday, 52 and 51 respectively, I believe.
I think
and,
we're older than that now, but
you're close though, man.
We appreciate that we are so self-centered. We talk about ourselves and our birthday so much that we beg the audience to like wish it to us.
Right. Well, I think, weren't you born in 71?
I was born in 71. Yeah. Crudy's born in 70. So I'll be 52. Crudy's 53.
Okay. I was off by your, I apologize. But anyway,
we forgive you, Andy.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys since, you know, this is how you can measure things. I've been listening to you guys since 2015, before the election, when I stumbled onto the the formerly radio iHeart station, and you guys are only like, what the hell, like 43 and 44 or 43 and 42. Right. I mean,
we were just young kids then, you know? Andy. Now we're older and much more mature.
I'm less mature.
Right, I'm old enough to stay up, for Christ's sake. But anyway, I don't know what you were talking about, Dave from Mequon. The picture I would say is, what is the big deal with trying to help Milwaukee get out of their money crunch? Is it all about just the pension, which has been going on for 2 or 3 decades? Or, you know, why don't you just help with the regular general operating expenses? I don't know.
Andy, appreciate your listenership since back in the day. You're an old G listener. 844-967-2789. Also, I'd like to point out Derek Van Orden, the congressman from the 3rd in Wisconsin, and we have 5 civic media radio stations that play in the 3rd CD. It's almost like there was some intentionality to find adequate coverage to put truth into the 3rd CD. But he's been accused of dropping F-bombs, Dom. And in some strange way, I actually think that makes him more likable, at least from my point of view, as a guy who gets occasionally salty. And
you can get salty, but you know what you get salty at also is you know, indicative of one's personality. Remember, this is the guy in Derek Van Orden who verbally abused a 17-year-old librarian volunteer because he didn't like all the LGBT books and he went and tried to check them all out. I mean, this guy, although he apparently has quite the foul mouth, and we'll give him a plus for that, is still a terrible representative for Wisconsin.
Do you recall the last human being that you may be aware of that I was, you know, less than an admirable human to? I sprayed with my spittle and profane accusations. Why, it was the Derek Van Orden donor from Coral Gables, Florida, the Derek Van Orden doppelganger. And I called his buddy an effing insurrectionist, and he said, "We're done here." And then he realized he was at a crowded bar, and all I could do was turn around. Turn his back to me, and we were still like 2.5 feet apart. Anyways, let's sneak at least one more caller in. Dick from Madison from the garage. How you doing, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Good, guys. Happy birthday to you both, and happy birthday to both of you truth-squashing fascists. Oh, my God, it's the horrible things you are doing with these stations.
Dick, I'm getting a little sarcasm from you here.
I hope that's sarcasm, because you know not everyone appreciates the new talk lineup on some of these former oldies stations. I get most of those calls and messages.
All right, I get to what I wanted to say. I'm hearing this nonsense now that this indictment of Trump is actually going to make him stronger. Please, stronger with who? The kooky 28%. Let's review this a little bit. Are independents and moderate Republicans, what's left of moderate Republicans, are they looking for a twice indicted person, one of them on federal charges, and also charged with sexual abuse?
Trump's poll numbers are up amongst the Republican Party base. He is up something approaching 40 points on Ron DeSantis.
It ain't going to happen long.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, come on. Do you really think people want to go pull a lever for a sexual assault candidate / by this time?
Did you see the fundraising email sent out by the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Dick? They're not really down for truth, justice, and the American way so much anymore. It's all MAGA. Well, their exalted leader, it's his arraignment day. The day before his birthday, Dom and Trump have that in common. Hopefully you will not be arraigned overnight, Dom.
The day is young.
If you need bail money, call Sage.
I'll call Soros.
The
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.